Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew
with JR and Melanie
on 99.5
QYK.
Go! Oh, my gosh, it's happening.
Yeah, we're here.
Well, we're happening. We've talked about this for so long. JR and Melanie here with you on 99.5 QYK. I am so excited to be a part of Tampa Bay's morning crew.
We're excited to have you. Welcome to Tampa.
I love that everybody was like, there's a new morning show? Melanie, where are you going? How dare you leave?
Some people were very concerned, but I'm happy to report that I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
We just have JR added now, which is a great addition. I'm so excited.
Kevin here as well. I just want to mention right now, it's an honor to be here and be in this chair knowing the guy that sat in this chair for so long, just, you know, Dave McKay. I watched his career from afar. I didn't know him. Obviously, Kevin knew him very, very well. You knew him as a little kid.
Yeah, I grew up around him. It's crazy.
It's so cool to be a part of that and be a part of this team. So I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to let you get to know us a little bit better coming up a little bit later this morning. But I thought, hey, let's start things off on the right foot.
I'm with you.
And let's bribe people.
Okay. What are we bribing him with this morning?
It is Luke Combs' birthday today, and he's going to be in Orlando November 21st. So how about some tickets right now?
Oh, to the sold-out show? Yeah, I think we should do that.
I don't know how we got tickets, but we got them.
All right, I'm down.
All right. Hit up with that number right now, Melanie.
800-992-1099. Call us up right now. Caller number 9, you're getting those sold-out Luke Combs tickets.
You can't just have a stranger sitting across from you all day, Melanie.
No.
It's JR and Melanie right now on 99.5 QYK. So we thought we'd do this, a little rapid-fire questions back and forth to get to know a little bit each other a little bit more.
Yes.
And also for people to go, hey, who's the weirdo? Who's the new guy? I'm going to try to explain myself a little bit.
Well, they get to meet you the same time kind of I do.
Okay.
So all right. I'm very interested in learning more about you now that we're going to be working together every day. And I don't know the answer to these questions.
So. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to have 5 questions rapid fire. We're going to go back and forth. Okay.
Okay.
You say one, I say one, back and forth. First thing that comes to mind. All right. You want to start?
Sure.
Go.
Where are you from?
Originally from Orange County, California. Your wedding day was on what date?
November 21st. Oh, wait. No, that's not even right.
Is that right?
It's September 21st.
What?
We had our reception later. I failed my own question.
I'm just glad it was special. Anyway, get going.
Are you married?
Not married.
Okay.
Biggest pet peeve?
Oh, my gosh. When people ignore you.
Or forget wedding dates.
Or forget wedding dates. Also that. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a dog named Petey, Border Collie Lab.
He's so cute.
I know, he's a good boy. Favorite country artist?
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, nice. You said how many siblings you have?
I have 3 older brothers and 1 younger sister.
All right, so who's your favorite sibling?
Favorite sibling? No way, I can never answer that. I love them all.
The same?
Today, I love them all.
All right, go.
How many siblings do you have?
I have 1 sister. She is 6 years older than me. All right, last one. What is on top of your bucket list?
The top of my bucket list is to go to Greece.
Really?
Yes. I've always wanted to go there.
I've never been. I just see pictures and it's like, wow, this is an amazing place.
That's the top.
Do you feel like you know me?
I know you a little bit better, yes.
All right, very cool. We're going to play Secret Celebrity coming up next. We're going to have some tickets for the Busch Gardens food and wine tickets. It's going to be a good time coming up, 6:40.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I'm super excited for this.
Yes.
This is going to be a new tradition here. And we've actually gotten a lot of people reach out to us, like on Facebook, and we have an email now, QYKSecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. If you want to write us in, we're just trying to help people out.
Yeah, we want to make love happen in the Tampa Bay area.
All right, so we're going to try this. We have our first one today. We got David on the phone. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing all right, man. So tell us about this girl, Tia, that you wrote us about.
Yeah, so I met Tia on Hinge, and, you know, we talked for a bit. Conversation seemed to flow pretty well, and we decided to make a date, and I took her to Oyster Bar.
Nice.
I picked her up, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned like that, so I picked her up, took her to Oyster Bar. We had a really solid date. We laughed a lot, had a lot in common, and, you know, I dropped her off at the end of the night, no big deal. And, you know, I reached out since then, and I haven't heard a word from her. And, you know, I look at the text messages, and, like, she has her read receipts on.
Oh, yes.
So I can see she's reading them, but I just don't know why she's kind of disappeared on me.
So you've been left on read.
That's right.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's...
Left on read?
Oh, it's painful.
Man, I've been there. let me ask you this, David. On your date, do you feel like the conversation flowed well? Do you feel like there was any lulls? Did you think like there was like a topic that came up that might have like turned her off?
Not at all. It seemed pretty smooth. You know, like it was a good solid date.
All right, man. Well, listen. Here's what we're gonna do. You gave us her number. We're gonna try to call Tia. Can you hang on for us, David?
Sure.
JR and Melanie in the morning, and we're trying to help out David this morning on the 7:15 second date update. Your first reaction to David?
I thought he sounded sweet. I liked that he picked her up and that he dropped her off, but I feel like maybe that in itself might have been the problem. Maybe, what? I don't know, maybe she just wanted to Uber there. Maybe she felt uncomfortable like it was just kind of too much all at once.
Hey, listen, Melanie, people try to be gentlemen, and then when we're gentlemen, hey, now it gets weird. What's happening?
I like it. I'm just saying that since nothing else went wrong, he said he didn't make her uncomfortable on the date. They were laughing and all of that. I'm thinking, okay, well, what is kind of abnormal out of the date situation so far? And maybe it's that he picked her up and dropped her off. I don't know.
All right, we're going to find out. We're going to try to call Tia right now and see if we can get her on the phone. Hi, good morning. Is this Tia?
Yeah.
Hi, Tia. Yeah. This is JR and Melanie from 995 QYK.
Hey, Tia.
Hi.
Awkward that a radio station's calling you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good morning to you, first off.
Good morning.
If it's cool with you, Tia, we wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air for a second. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, cool. Tia, we actually wanted to ask you about a date you went on. We heard from a guy named David, and he said you got... Yeah, there you go.
It rings a bell.
Yeah, it rings a bell. David told us you guys actually went on a fun date. You guys went to Oyster Bar, and you guys hung out. He picked you up. He said he's like old-fashioned that way.
Old school. He picked you up. He dropped you off.
Yeah. Did he pay for the date, too, Tia?
Yeah, I offered to pay.
But he paid. So that's, I mean, they're three for threes, being a gentleman. I get it. So let me ask you this. He's now said he's reached out since the date, has not heard back from you, but knows that you have read his text because you have those red receipts on, which, by the way, you're selling yourself out, girl. On those.
Oh, so you got to turn those off. I don't know what you're doing.
But what's the deal? Like, why not? We thought he sounded like a nice guy. What's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice guy. Yeah, it's just something weird happened, and
well, the good news is we're here to listen, so yeah, we want to know exactly what happened.
We would love to hear what happened.
Well, okay, so he picked me up, yeah, and you know, and he's cute, and it was really fun at first, and we're like joking around and in the car, and on his dash, he's got a picture of him and this girl, and I recognize it because, you know, like, we met on this app and you have to, you know, you've got pictures of yourself. And it's like his first profile picture is this picture just without the girl.
Oh, he cropped out somebody?
Yeah. So he just kind of cut it off and, like, it's another girl. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe it's a stir or, like, a friend or whatever. And I was like, I asked him about it. Hey, who's that? Is that your sister? And he's like, no, it's my ex.
Why? Does he have a picture of his ex on his dash?
I don't know. He says they're broken up for like a year, but he just kept saying it's a really good picture. So,
well, Tia, let me ask you a question. Did you seem embarrassed by it when you called him out on it?
No, not at all. And I was like, that's weird. You have an ex on your dashboard in your car. Like, that's just...
Tia, I'm with you, girl. That is weird.
That is strange. And
so he just defended it like this is totally normal.
He says it's just a cool picture.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, you're not over because she's in your car with you every day.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird.
All right. Weird. Well, check it out, Tia. We actually have David on the phone. We want to bring him back on and just get his reaction on this, okay? David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you heard what she had to say. I'm just going to let you respond to her. First of all, is that true?
Yeah.
David.
It's a great picture of me. I have it on. Yeah, I have it up.
David, so it's a picture of you and your ex.
Yeah, but it's a good picture. I like myself in the picture. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, like, we went on one date. She's got a problem with me having a picture of a girl. I mean.
Yeah, but it's not any girl. It's your ex. Why is she, I don't know.
Because I like the picture. It's a good picture. What's the problem? I mean, she was in my life before. She's not now.
Are you over her?
Yes, I'm not keeping it up because I'm pining over her or anything. It's just a good picture. I like it.
Okay, let me ask you this, David. Uh-huh. Like, just guy to guy, do you get why this might make her feel uncomfortable? Like, put yourself in her situation, right? Like, let's say you look over and she's driving you around as a picture of her and her ex. Would that be a little weird to you?
Not really. If she likes the picture, I mean, it's just a picture.
I totally see why you have an issue with this, Tia. But out of curiosity, had he not picked you up and dropped you off, you would have never seen the photo in his stash. So say you just got an Uber and you guys met up at Oyster Bar. Would you have gone on a second date with him? Because it seemed like everything else went well besides this.
I don't know. I could not forget about it.
Let me ask you this. If David were to possibly take this picture down, would you be okay to go on another date?
No, I like the picture. It's kind of weird that she has such a problem with it. I mean, we're
David.
Not exclusive or anything. We went out on one date. And
but
she's getting all jealous about
not,
like.
A girl I don't even. Like I don't even before. Care. I don't care who you went on a date with, like after me,
like
before me,
do.
Whatever. But it's your ex.
It is pretty weird. He doesn't understand. Sorry, David.
It sounds like you guys are pretty far apart on this. I'm just going to ask you this because I want to. is this a deal breaker for you?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, David, I'm sorry we couldn't make another date happen for you. You know, maybe you stick to your guns. Maybe you rethink this a little bit.
No,
now
no,
you know.
Don't tell him to stick to his guns.
Well,
just take the photo off your dash. Seriously.
Melanie has spoken.
I'm just saying. Just take the photo down. It obviously annoyed this girl, and you liked her, so you don't want to ruin your chances with another one.
She's insecure.
All right, we're going to open another can of worms.
Now, David, you and I are going to have to take this outside.
I appreciate you coming on with us, David. Tia, thanks for coming on as well. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. Are they done? Oh, yeah. David is really not picking up this clue.
No, not at all.
That would be weird, right?
Yeah, it would be. This is a deal breaker. I'm with Tia. I would not go on a second date with this guy.
If a girl had this to me, if I'm going on a date, I'm like, who's that? I don't know, that's my ex. It's just a good picture of me. I would be like, hey, fold the picture in half so it's just you.
Right, exactly.
Do something.
And do people still do this? Really? Why do you even have a photo on your dash?
You don't have your hubby anywhere?
No.
Just on your phone?
I have him all over the place, but just not on my dashboard.
I guess that's kind of old school.
You don't
that's
see the t-shirt I'm wearing with his face this morning?
A little obsessed, really. No, I'm just kidding. All right, is this a deal breaker for you? We want to know. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie on 995 QYK. Good morning to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Melanie on 99.5 QYK just had our 7:15 second date update between David and Tia. So here's the problem. David had a picture of him and his ex on his dashboard when he picked Tia up.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of a deal breaker.
It is. And then when we suggested that maybe if he just take the photo down for Tia, that she would go on a second date with him, he was not having it.
No, not having it at all.
He doesn't understand what's weird about it.
No, we were like, hey, dude, just do something different.
Yeah.
This is not going to work. Matt, what do you think, man?
Absolutely. She sounded really cute. And if I got some girl's card, she had a picture of her ex-boyfriend there. There's no way. David.
You know what's funny? Melanie said that she sounded really cute, too.
I did. She just had a really cute voice. I was like, she sounds cute.
She was laughing and had a good sense of humor.
He done messed that one up.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, man. You have a great day.
Bye bye.
Good morning, QYK. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy, what do you think about this?
Deal breaker. I have a picture on my dash of me and my brother, who is now deceased.
And I think your picture makes sense. It's like a guardian angel.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
All right. Bye bye. Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
Hey, this is Daniel. How you guys doing?
Good, Daniel. Good. What do you think about this, man?
What the heck is this guy thinking?
That's what I said. You know, I try to help him out. I try to say, okay, I got you, bro. I'm trying to get him through this. And he goes, nope, not taking it down.
Nope.
He's clueless. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, even if it is a picture of himself that he likes, like you said, you know, folded in half.
Right.
On the flip side, if this guy is so self-absorbed that he has to have a picture of himself on his dash, I don't know if she'd want to go out with him anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that's another thing. Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, if you're really self-absorbed and you say, I only got one picture that I like of myself, and I'm going to put it right here. I don't care who else is in the picture.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
It's conceited. You know what you look like. Why do you need a photo next to your speedometer?
Yeah, it's different.
In case you forget.
Blocking your speedometer, it's a safety hazard for crying out loud.
So weird.
All right, if you missed it, we're going to have it up on our app to check out later, or 995QYK.com. That's our 715 second date update. All right, so Melanie has a fun game to play for some great tickets, too.
Yeah, so we have tickets to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, and I want to play a little game I came up with called Kicking It Old School.
Kicking It Old School. All right, it's coming up in 6 minutes here on 995QYK. It's JR and Melanie.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Coming up, I want to tell you guys what country star just hired their significant other to work with them.
All right.
Which, isn't that kind of the kiss of death? Aren't you not supposed to work with your significant other?
I've made that mistake. That's all right.
How did it work out for you?
Not good.
Well, they're not in the studio, right, so great. I could guess. Yeah. We'll start with Carrie Underwood, though. This is so cute. Her little boy, Isaiah, just turned 5 this week, and she couldn't help but do a post on social media about it. She was all in her feels about where did the time go. She shared a bunch of photos of him, and then also a message that anyone, I think, could share with their kids. Take a listen to Carrie with her advice that she gave to Isaiah.
I want him to form his own opinions about things, and I want him to come to people with love. You may never agree with somebody else, but that's okay. You know, talk to them, and maybe you'll be like, I never thought of that, whatever it is, that way.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I would. She's like a good mom.
Yes, absolutely. And it'll just help the world be a more understanding place.
There you go.
Luke Combs, he unfortunately lost a football bet during football season. His beloved Carolina Panthers, they lost to the Atlanta Falcons. Well, he had done a bet with his keyboard player while he was on tour, and since he lost, he had to make good on it, which means he is going to be vegan for the next 80 days. Here's him talking about it.
If you're not familiar with vegan, it's no animal products whatsoever. No meat, no cheese, no milk, no butter, no anything good. So I've still got about 70 or 80 odd days left.
You know what's crazy is he's a big hunter, too.
And yes.
The other sad part is he's a Panthers fan. So that's kind of a bummer. When you make bets with the Panthers, exactly.
I think he learned his lesson. I think, though, it could be a good thing. He may lose some weight if he wants to before the wedding that he's got coming up. So it could be good. Miranda Lambert is the one who just hired her husband, Brendan, to work for her. He used to work for the New York Police Department, but then people kept going up to him wanting selfies out in the streets of New York City. So it just wasn't working out anymore once he married Miranda. So he has since retired from the NYPD, and now he's working as Miranda's security detail.
Well, here's the deal. I hope it works out for them, because if it doesn't, he's going to be calling NYPD going, I need my job back.
Can I unretire? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's dangerous. Because Miranda had, listen, we love Miranda, but she's had a few relationships pretty back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah,
in the last, couple of years.
Dater, yeah.
Serial dater.
Well, that's what they say.
They call it that.
I love Miranda, and she's never been happier. I talked to her recently, and she's in a really good place. So I think this is going to work out, but I do think it's risky working with your partner, because you get kind of sick of each other.
Right.
You need that alone time.
Right. But on the same thing, he'll be very protective over here, so if he's doing security, should be in good hands.
Yeah. No fellas are going to get fresh with her in the meet and greets, because her husband will be right there. I'll take him down.
Don't do that. I'm right here, and I was MIPD. Very cool.
These stories and more are up now, 995QYK.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK, and it's time for our trending in Tampa Bay. What do we got, Melanie?
Early voting begins today for Florida's presidential primary. So the election itself is not until March 17th, but Florida voters, we can go get our vote on early. You can do the mail-in ballots if you already have one of those, or you can go to a designated early voting site. The following counties have locations with those sites. We have Citrus, Hernando, Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas.
Okay.
Governor Ron DeSantis, he's expected to share additional information sometime today after issuing a public health emergency last night for the entire state of Florida. This is scary. Two people, one in Manatee County, the other in Hillsborough County, tested what they're calling presumptively positive for the coronavirus. These are the first infections of this kind in the state of Florida. But despite this news breaking this morning, the Department of Health said that the two new cases here in Florida, although it seems scary, the overall immediate threat to the public still remains low. So that's good.
If we have to wear masks during the show, it's going to sound very different. You know, we're all going to be Darth Vader. That's what it's going to be.
Hey, but I don't want to take any chances. No, I don't want this coronavirus.
Wash your hands, people.
Yes.
Don't cough on each other.
Wash your hands. A Tampa man has claimed the top prize in the Florida's lottery, or the Florida lottery's $1,000 a week for life scratch-off game. So these are $2 tickets. I don't know if you ever get scratchers when you go into the convenience store. Well, you should, because a lot of people have actually been winning this specific game. It's a $2 ticket. You scratch it off, and you could win $1,000 every week for the rest of your life. Alan Thomas is his name. He's 61 years old. He bought the winning ticket at a 7-Eleven, the one on East Broadway Avenue in Tampa, and he decided, you know what? I don't know how long I'm going to live. I'm just going to do the lump sum. So he got $810,000 this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
You always take the lump sum, is what I've been told. You always take the lump sum because you never know what can happen.
Exactly.
You know
this
what?
Is the third time, by the way, in a week that a Tampa resident has won a major prize in the Florida lottery.
Wow.
So go get your tickets.
Get it done, Florida. Yeah. Way to go. You know what's crazy about that? I wouldn't put my name out there. I'm surprised he did. Because you can remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Because you don't...
His relatives must not live here.
Yeah, but relatives start coming out of the woods out of nowhere.
Do.
Hey, remember us? Remember that one time we hung out? No, I don't remember that.
Maybe that's just the name he's telling us.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Alan Thomas won $800,000.
Yeah. Real mature, Alan. Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.